Please, please, no. No, excuse me. We're gonna end back here.
Oh, let her go.
Please.
Let her go. Ask your lawyer.
I don't think we're running the meeting, sir.
No, but ask your lawyer.
Are you afraid?
She's not gonna hurt anything.
Are you intimidated by a child?
Yes, yes.
Leave her in the classroom, don't they?
They afraid.
Pornography, what you want?
Ask your lawyer.
They're scared. Take a minute.
At the end of the last board meeting, a few of you board members were triggered by the facts and truth my mom, myself, and a few of the other commenters spoke about. I did a bit of digging online, and I discovered a way to follow up on the airing of your grievances regarding the public speakers at these meetings. It is called the Hurt Feelings Report. At the end, you'll see that there's a place for your name, date your feelings were hurt, name a person who hurt your feelings, and which feelings were hurt. There's also a part to document your injury, such as which ear were the hurtful words spoken into? Is there permanent damage to your feelings? Did you require a tissue for your tears? And if the words resulted in a traumatic brain injury? Part 4 of this report is important for you to know. You can mark all the reasons you fill in the report. Some of the reasons are as follows. I am thin-skinned. My feelings are easily hurt. I didn't sign up for this. I was told that I'm not a hero. I was not offered a tissue. I want my mommy and other options. Again, you can check all that apply to your hurt feelings. There's additional space for you to explain more in depth on how your feelings were hurt. The bottom of the form reference is the department. The department refers to the parent attendees of these meetings. The statement on the bottom of the report reads as follows. We, as the department, take hurt feelings very seriously. If you don't have someone who can give you a hug or make things all better, please let us know, and we will promptly dispatch a hugger to you as soon as possible. In the event a hugger cannot be found, an EMS team will be dispatched. If you are in need of supplemental support upon written request, we will make every reasonable effort to provide you with a blankie, binky, or a bottle if you so desire. Remember to sign the form and you can present it to all the parents at the next meeting, since they are the people responsible for voting you onto the board. They are your bosses and will determine if your grievances are legitimate and if actions should be taken. I'm sure that they will be as attentive to your complaints as you can to theirs. Please feel free to make copies of this blank form so you can file hurt feeling reports in the future when you feel any of the public speakers at these meetings are in violation of their personal rights. Thank you.
Brilliant.